floor.
Good morning. Truly, all praise and honor goes to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, even as we continue to decrease, we ask that you will increase within us. Father God, we get out the way so you can have your way. God, we pray that you will come among us on this radio station on this morning, oh God. Have thine own way. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we want to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to the book of Proverbs, the 24th chapter and the 16th verse. Proverbs 24 and 16. And it reads, "For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And your topic for this morning is, get back up. I don't care how you have been knocked down, you feel like everything is useless. Get back up and dust yourself off. This scripture highlights the resilience of the righteous who can recover from any setback and any failure, while the wicked are destined to fall into calamity. I want you to note the key points about this verse. It says, the righteous fall. This scripture acknowledges that even those living a life of righteousness can experience setbacks and failures. These can be in various forms. This can mean you're falling into sin, you are suffering a personal loss, or you are facing a difficult circumstance. But what the Lord is saying, don't you stay there. Yes, you fall. You fail, but don't you stay there. Get back up and do it again. Another key point to this verse is the promise of rising again. And here's the key message, is that despite of these falls, the righteous are not destined to remain down. Come on here, somebody. They will eventually find the strength. How you do the opal shot. And the resources to rise again. And that strength lies within our Savior. You're not going to stay down because of the promise. You will rise again. And also, there is persistence and hope. You are being persistent. Hey, even though I failed this time, even though I have experienced this setback, I am persistent. I am determined. I'm going to try this thing again. Come on here, somebody. But this time, I'm going in the right way. This time, I'm going to hear the voice of God. I'm not going on my own. Persistence and hope. This verse also encourages the faithful to persevere, knowing that even after the setbacks, there is always an opportunity to recover and to continue the journey. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. And also, the contrast with the wicked one. This verse also tells you the righteous will collide with the wicked. While the righteous may stumble, they are ultimately able to recover and rise. But the wicked, in contrast, are described as being overtaken by calamity, and they are unable to find their way back. Ooh, listen here. Listen. Even though the wicked person may fall, don't you rejoice. My God, don't you rejoice, because the wicked is unable to find their way back, but the righteous will. Oh my God. Woo. Focus on character and resilience. Proverbs 24 and 16 emphasizes the importance of character and resilience. It highlights the ability of the righteous to learn from their mistakes, to persevere through challenges, and ultimately find strength to move forward. Your adversities, the adversities that you go through, you will ultimately find strength to go through them. It builds your character. It allows you to become more resilient. Come on here, somebody. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The number seven is a symbolic number used throughout the Bible. It represents completeness, perfection. So in this context, seven times may mean that the righteous may fall many times, but they will always be able to rise again. And I want you to get the last key point. God's grace and guidance. You see, this verse also speaks to God's grace and guidance. The righteous are able to rise again because they are not alone on their journey. We are never alone. They have the support and strength of God, who guides them through their trials, who guides them through the setbacks and the challenges. The Spirit of the Lord is not going to allow you to wallow in self-pity. Come on here, somebody. He's not going to allow you to stay down. No matter how hard the setback may have been, but you shall rise up above the adversity. You shall rise up, dust yourself off, and try again. So in essence, Proverbs 24 and 16 offers a message of hope and encouragement. It reminds us that while life may be filled with many challenges and many setbacks, many disappointments, and everything else, but the righteous are not destined to remain down. We may be bent, we may be hit sometimes, and we may bend, but we will never break. Come on here, somebody. But through perseverance, faith, and God's grace, they will ultimately be able to rise again and continue their journey towards a life of righteousness. Help me, Holy Ghost. So, people of God, you may have plenty of reasons to give up when you think your dream is never going to work out. You've had disappointments and setbacks. It's gotten to the place to you want to give up on life and give up on God altogether. It's gotten so the tough days are far more than the good days. My God. The excitement is gone. But that's all part of the process. Listen to the Holy Ghost well. Because when you get knocked down, you have to get back up again. God didn't bring you this far to leave you. Don't you settle for anything. Don't settle for something small, because God created you for greatness. Yes, he did. There's something in you that will cause you to stand out. You have something that nobody else has or can do. God put the seed in you so you can leave, my God, your mark, my God. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He put the seed in you. so that you can leave your mark. Don't you let people talk you out of it. Don't you let people talk you out of your dream, talk you out of your vision, talk you out of what God has commissioned you to do. Don't let failures convince you to give up. Don't let delays and detours cause you to get discouraged. Delay does not mean denied. Mm-mm. You are not weak, and you are not lacking anything. You are full of I can do power. Listen, when you stay committed, when you keep being your best, when you keep giving God your best, let me tell you something. Your best days are just ahead. When you keep doing good in God's eyesight, God is commanded to bless you. Come on here, somebody. God will open doors you could never open. And he's definitely has something more rewarding for you than you can ever imagine. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you have given us a can-do power to tap into it in order to overcome whatever is coming against us. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for sustaining faith that takes me and us through the challenges and setbacks. Father God, we will keep getting back up until the victory is completely ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Save the date. Save the date is getting closer and closer. The Hidden Love Affair screenplay performance will be June 14, 2025 at Zion Hill Church Family, 312 Hunter Street, Pineville, Louisiana. Tickets are on sale now. General admission, $20. The Young at Heart, 65 years and older, $15. A group of 10, $150, which is $15 per person. Children under 5 is free. But if you would just like to make a donation, go to zionhill.com and hit the donation tab. Remember, all proceeds goes toward the Zion Hill Youth Center. Amen. The show starts at 5 p.m. The doors open at 4 p.m. Yes, you can also get your tickets at eventbrite.com, hashtag The Hidden Love Affair, or you can call me at 318-206-8953. It's 318-206-8953. I'm telling you, this is a blessed play. And you will not be disappointed. It will keep you on the edge of your seats. So give me a shout out at 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Also, when you feel like you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
This is Getting to Know Him